The musician Jacob Slichter lived a childhood dream. He became a rock star in the late 1990s. He's the drummer for Semisonic, which had a huge hit called Closing Time. That experience left him more than a little cynical about the music industry. A few years ago, Morning Edition broadcast his diaries of life on the road.
9:30, showtime, exhilaration. Life and death battle with guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards. Apocalypse, rapture, heavenly high. Flames of Hell.
Jacob Slichter has now written a book about the way his Minneapolis band rose from obscurity to stardom. It's called So You Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star. He takes that line from an old rock song, and you can imagine him saying it more like, So, you wanna be a rock and roll star? Slichter read us a passage about the connection between the band's music and its wardrobe.
Our music was not easily placed in any particular category. It lives somewhere between the grinding textures of alternative rock and the catchy lyrics and melody of top 40 pop. We faced a cultural fork in the road. What if we dressed down in jeans, gas station shirts, and work boots? The upside would be we'd get a head start with the alternative rock crowd. The downside would be that other listeners might see our picture and write us off as too loud. And if we dressed up in helmet-laying suits, that was the riskier but potentially more rewarding choice.
What choice did you make?
We went with the suits, maybe because we just liked the way we looked in expensive clothes.
When you make a hit record, having done that, how much of it in your mind is art, and how much of it is just trying to sell something any way you can?
I think the thing is that you get into it because you already like rock music. I think my tastes, at least, were already formed by listening to AM radio in the 1970s. So my ideas about art were already kind of commercial. So there's never a moment where you think, well, let's change the lyrics. People will like this kind of lyric more than that kind of a lyric. You do think about, well, can we make this song any faster? Because it's really hard to get slow songs on the radio.
The radio market is really divided up. Different radio stations are going for very narrow little slices of audience. And apparently with one of your biggest hits, Closing Time, different people may have heard different versions of that song.
That's right. I mean, it's often the case someone hears a song on the radio and they buy the record and they go, you know, it doesn't sound like what I heard on the radio. And it's not what you heard on the radio. It's a different mix depending on what radio station you listen to.
Can you take us through the different mixes of Closing Time?
Sure. The first version you're going to hear is what was played on Top 40 Radio. You'll hear a lot of tambourine. The guitars are slightly less loud. The vocal is always featured very prominently. As opposed to what we're going to hear next, which is the alternative rock mix. You don't have to go home. You'll hear a lot louder guitars. The tambourine, which is a sort of gentler version of percussion than drums are, is a lot softer, and it's favoring the loud, aggressive drums. I know who I want to take me home, take me
home. And then there's a third version.
And this will be what might be played on so-called adult contemporary radio stations for the soccer moms. I know who I want to take me home, take me home.
You hear that acoustic guitar now.
They don't have any of those scary electric guitars or drums in there.
And that kind of soaring synthesizer, that inspiring synthesizer sound in the background.
Well, that's the contemporary part of adult contemporary.
There are people who will study Congress here in Washington and the political process and say it's messy, it's ugly, people get hurt, it's terrible to watch. But then they'll say, in the end, it works about right. Would you ever say any such thing about the record industry?
No. We sold over 1 million copies of our second album. That was viewed as a disappointment. There is something terribly wrong with any system where selling 1 million records is viewed as a disappointment.
Why was it a disappointment?
It was a multi-platinum.
It wasn't multi-platinum.
It wasn't 3 million copies. There's also something terribly wrong with any system where in order to get your song on the radio, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Describe, if you can, the way that that works. People who have followed radio for years are familiar with the concept of payola, which is illegal, which is a record company paying a DJ to play their song and promote it. That doesn't happen anymore, but what does?
there's now a middleman called the independent radio promoter who takes care of blurring the lines, the financial trail between the record company and the radio station. MCA, our record label, suppose MCA wants to get closing time on WXYZ. They have to find the independent promoter who has the contract with WXYZ and pay him, say, $2,000 to get our song onto the playlist. Now multiply that nationwide with all the radio promoters, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then there are the really big stations. Their ratings are so valuable to them that they're not going to tamper with their product by allowing some independent record guy come in and meddle with their playlist. But it's the stations in the middle, in between, where you really get a lot of it. The record company, on the other hand, might reply that, well, look, guys, it costs us a lot of money to put these records out. We're going to pay to get your record on the radio. Maybe you'll make a little money there, and maybe you'll sell more tickets as a result of having a hit song.
What makes a pop song a great pop song?
I think if you can hear yourself in it, if you can think that song is about you. When Closing Time became a big hit, all kinds of people wrote in and told us how it related to their lives in drastically different ways. You know, one person told us that she had delivered her baby, and in the delivery room they were playing Closing Time, and she took her newborn baby and said, yeah, but it's beginning time now. At the other end of the spectrum, some guy ran up to Dan in a hotel lobby and said, dude, you're the Closing Time guy, right? I just came from my real estate sales conference, and guess what song they closed out the sales meeting with? Closing Time. Get it? Closing Time.
All of that little phrase, imagine that.
Yeah.
Jacob Slichter is the author of the book, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. He's the drummer for Semisonic, which is now on hiatus. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm Renee Montaigne.
And we just can't resist.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.